I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For the past decade, American evangelical Christian groups have been at the forefront of the fight against human trafficking in Southeast Asia. Their emphasis is on sex trafficking. They've been so influential that Thailand now focuses on sex trafficking above and beyond other kinds of trafficking, like forced labor and sweatshops. That may not seem like a controversial shift, but some in Thailand say it's causing problems. Reporter Ruxandra Guidi brings us this story from Bangkok. It starts with a 24-year-old ex-prostitute named Mint.
Mint says she fell into sex work the way so many other girls from the countryside do once they land in Bangkok. She got a job at a factory, then a co-worker suggested she work nights at a bar. In 3 days, she made what she earned at the factory in a month. Mint says she wasn't forced into sex work, but a couple of years ago she nearly died when one of her clients attacked her.
I felt I had hit bottom. I couldn't go to the police and ask them to arrest that guy. I had no money to send to my grandma, no money for rent. It was the worst time of my life.
A friend suggested she seek help at a local church run by American missionaries. Mint saw people dancing and singing and being joyful. That's when she accepted God in her life and decided to get out of prostitution, she says.
Now I can do good work that will not hurt my body. I don't have to fight all the time.
Mint now works at Nightlight International, an evangelical Christian organization that pays former sex workers to make jewelry. She's making a living wage, about $250 a month, though not as much as she did as a sex worker. Annie Dieselberg is Nightlight's founder.
In my opinion, any woman who is either at high risk of being exploited in the sex industry or is exploited in the sex industry is our target group.
Thai authorities are targeting this population as well. The U.S. government has threatened Thailand with trade sanctions if it doesn't improve its record on human trafficking. But General Chavalit Savangpwe of the Thai Royal Police Anti-Trafficking Division says they've already made it a high priority.
We're always calling on all the agencies to take action against trafficking. And last year, the Royal Thai Police ordered all police units to spend at least 10 days each month doing anti-trafficking work.
Like staging raids and rescues at brothels. In 2012, the Thai Royal Police investigated three times as many cases of trafficking as they did the year before, but only made a couple of arrests. According to some critics, Thai police are trying to rescue people who may not have been trafficked.
I understand that there is an argument, a feminist argument even, that sex work can't be consensual.
Dina Haynes is a professor at New England Law in Boston.
It puts people in the victim role, but it also doesn't allow a conversation about how to solve or resolve, if we think it's solvable, underlying issues about why people choose this course.
It's an uncomfortable topic, she says, but some of these women have chosen sex work as the best-paid job they can find. Trafficking isn't the issue here, she says. It's poverty and lack of opportunity, and the evangelical emphasis on rescue doesn't really address that.
I think the process of intervention especially needs to be expanded.
Krista Foster Crawford is an evangelical who works with NGOs that do anti-trafficking work in Chiang Mai. Over lunch at a restaurant, Foster Crawford explains that U.S. evangelical groups here are trying to focus more on raising awareness and prevention and not just rescues.
In a sense, it's way easier to go into a brothel and extract somebody. You have to check 6 months down the line to see if that person's still free.
28-year-old Mai is from Burma. She's worked as a maid, a dishwasher, baker, and street food vendor. She says none of these jobs allowed her to make as much money as she now makes as a prostitute in Chiang Mai.
There are good and bad things to any job, but this job gives me enough income to really look after my family and move ahead in life. I wasn't tricked into it, and I don't see myself as a victim.
Mai says a friend introduced her to sex work, a friend who was among many rescued in a police raid at a brothel a couple of years ago. She's since gone back to prostitution. For The World, I'm Ruxandra Guidi, Bangkok.
Ruxandra's reporting was made possible with funding from the International Center for Journalists. Her story was about women who haven't been trafficked, but a new study attempts to quantify the number of people who are now living in modern-day slavery. The group Walk Free Foundation estimates it's about 30 million people worldwide. You can find out more about the Slavery Index at PRI.org.